Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor with CHI Memorial Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and all of our listeners. Let me say first, for any poor connection, let me say I apologize for that. I am the radio host at large in an undisclosed Starbucks, deciding to test Starbucks around our fine state. So if it does cut in and out, I apologize. It's either me drinking coffee or the bad connection. But it is great to be here with you, Ed, and with all of our listeners. Happy Sunday to everybody. And thank you, CHI Memorial, once again. So happy to announce they're building the hospital at 4700 Battlefield Parkway. Lord willing, that thing will be here within 3 years, they say. So maybe 3 to 5 years, we'll see a 60-bed new hospital for North Georgia to replace the current CHI Memorial Georgia. So thank you, CHI Memorial, for being someone who is wonderful to work for, as well as someone who serves the community so well, and is a sponsor of our show. And a big thanks to LHC Group for their sponsorship through Home Care Solutions. That's Louisiana Healthcare and Home Care Solutions Home Health of Ringgold and Dalton. So we'll be opening a new facility in Dalton, I'd say by the 16th or 17th, and I'll keep trying to announce that as well. And that will also house Heartlight Hospice, which is also an LHC company, and they've been on our show. And I was talking to them yesterday, and hopefully they will come back on our show to discuss hospice sometime soon, Ed. I know a lot of people have questions for home health and hospice and what they can do, and there's so much they can do that people just don't know about. And I'm just excited to be, well, to have the privilege to work with them and to work with CHI and to be a primary care doc in this community for over 20 years. And let me say this, Ed, you've mentioned it in recent shows. We are now doing voting for the North Georgia's Best of the Best, Chattanooga Times and Free Press. So voting is open, so please go out there and vote for your favorite or personal primary care provider and other providers that you like and who serve you. And I would appreciate your vote under general practice doctor. It may be under other headings, but general practice doctor is the one that I would love people to vote for me at. So if you can do that, I would be most appreciative. And hopefully you've already been there and done that. Or if you know somebody in Georgia, you're getting them to do that for you.
Yep, that sounds like a plan, my friend, because, you know, I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and we, you know, I don't mean to sound bragging, but we did win three of the best about 2 months ago here in Chattanooga, and now it's time for you. You are in the running for the Georgia, and yes, we posted it on our Facebook at Nutrition World, or at Ed Jones and Vital Health Radio to vote for whoever you feel is best, but I would vote for Dr. Christopher Green as general practitioner, and I would do that whether you were co-host or not. I know you so freaking well now after almost 2 years of this radio show, and you know you just have so many of the valuable components of a healer and a person who cares and someone who's also very knowledgeable about the field that you are in. And you know, I started in 1979. Following my heart as far as a belief system that the human body has magic ability to maintain health and recover, but only if we are knowledgeable and we know how to nourish the body. And that seems to sometimes be harder to find that information. I don't know. And sometimes it's so confusing because of the bulk and massiveness of the internet and the stuff you can read. I mean, there are people who still believe that the world is flat, and so it's kind of scary. You know, who do you believe? What team? And I really feel like we have to all of us put together a team approach with people we trust to journey down this pathway of getting older. Because here I am almost 63 years old. I cannot believe that. And hopefully
looking about 45, people.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And hopefully, you know, or not hopefully, I know that I'm reaping the benefits of what I did in my 40s and 50s and 30s. So, you know, for those out there listening who, you know, feel pretty darn good every day, even though you're living on Coke and French fries, it will not continue. It is a demon. This, we do dig our grave with our forks and knives and lack of nourishment. So please, you know, don't think that you're Superman, Superwoman just because you're younger and you feel good. It isn't. We have to start investing early. And I know you agree with that, too, because you see people.
Oh, absolutely. And I was just thinking a few days ago, by the way, we are reaching more people and spreading this, the word, you know, not only the, you know, comparing, contrasting traditional and non-traditional, really finding so many commonalities, but just reaching people about good health in general, just healthy living. And it was actually someone from a bakery outside of Atlanta who had heard people talking about the Dr. Green and Ed Jones in a podcast they had heard. So, you know, then they called me and said, was that really you?
Uh-huh.
I said, yeah, that's us. And I'm just thinking, wow, you know, just it's reaching more and more people. And that makes me happy. It just did. And I thought you'd like to know that. I haven't told you about that yet, but it's reaching further. And of course, we know it's reached people in California because there really isn't a limit to these kinds of things. And we've had people contact us from there with questions. So fantastic news.
And yes, you are right, because you and I have done an eloquent job of combining our own life histories. And that was not possible some years ago. We were kind of on the different sides of the team, not because of each individual's desires. It was more the system's desires. But I want to brag on Vital Health Radio. You know, Sean is just amazing how he's put together this and other radio programs to a level that's very professional. But the thing is, Vital Health Radio, we have a freaking encyclopedia as far as, you know, information. And we are now going on podcasting for people. So because it's hard to be there at, you know, 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. I mean, we all have time is our most precious commodity. So you can go to vitalhealthradio.com and scroll back for, you know, 90 or 100 shows. But it's now going to be on podcast, which is the way of the future, because you can sit in your car with your cell phone and listen to what you want to listen. Then you can pick it up later at the same point. It's just so easy. So,
which is really how we watch TV nowadays, too. I mean, hardly ever do you watch at the scheduled time. You just watch when you want to.
You know, that's a good point.
It is the current way.
I have had not ever thought that TV watching is similar to podcasting, because you're right. You pick up where you left off. And I don't know about you, Dr. Green, but I love Kindle. Because one reason is I pick up where I left off reading. And yes, I can stick little things in real books, and I still have a real connection to real books, but I always seem to lose that little marking place, and I don't know for sure where I was left off, and then I get frustrated. So podcasting's the way. In fact, some of our past shows, like the one we just did last week, was with a registered dietitian, how to get through the holiday season. One before that was on energy medicine with Eileen Megger, amazing person. Then you remember we had needles put in us with acupuncture. We've talked about cryogenics, Pilates with Mary Stoker, and just on and on and on.
Float tanks.
Yeah, float tanks. We've got, you know, plenty of great people from Memorial, Dr. Nicole Walker, surgical oncologist. I mean, you name it, we have probably covered it on some level.
Urology, vascular, cardiology, primary care, everything.
Yeah, everything. Prostate health. Just you name it, we've covered it.
Yeah, Lee Jackson's interview was really good. I remember that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the question I asked, and you brought it
that's
up a couple times.
That's why I said it. Oh, that's exactly why I said it. But, well, hey, if you guys want to hear that question, you're going to have to go listen to that yourself.
Yeah, you need to go scroll back to
it's worth it.
Dr. Jackson. Is that was him, right?
Yeah, Dr. Lee Jackson with urology.
Yeah, and the question
was a prostate health segment.
Yeah, I'm not going to give the answer either, but the question that I asked, because I'm outspoken, was, in order to have a healthy prostate, how many times a month does a man generally need to have sex? And it was shocking, really, to me when I heard what he said. And he came from a long history of really knowing with studies and observations of his patients. So scroll back if you want, and or you can certainly holler at me at the store at Nutrition World. But that
now we're doing teasers like the news shows, Ed.
I know. It's the first one.
That's awful.
Man, I'm getting to be just like all the other cruddy people in the media tease.
We'll never do that.
No. No, you can't buy our souls any longer. We've already gotten past that stage. I know you and I both are going to speak from the heart and the truth. It doesn't matter kind of what falls off with that. Hey, and I'm going to tease one more time because we're about out of this minute of this segment. But we always talk about places we eat, and this will be one of a kind when I tell you where I ate on Thursday morning at 5:15, because I get up so early. Went to my Starbucks, and they were closed because it was Thanksgiving. They weren't open till 7, and I got to have my coffee, and I hadn't had my protein and my meal drink, but I went to the Waffle House, and I want to tell people how you can eat healthy at the Waffle House on the next segment. So, and I'll guarantee you, I'll tell you something, Dr. Green, you've probably never heard, because I've never had anybody else tell me that they knew you could do this at the Waffle House.
But guess, I can't wait to hear. I haven't been to Waffle House in years.
It's like stepping back in time, brother, and I loved it.
I can't wait to hear that. And I did something, tried something for the first time in my life as well, so I'll share that.
Super. Well, guess what? It's time to take a break. When we come back, we are going to be discussing more about your health and Waffle House. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we were teasing everybody in the last segment because we always speak about places that we go eat in order to not just talk about food, but kind of how can you make good choices in almost any scenario of a restaurant. And I certainly, as you, Dr. Green, we kind of make the rounds because we're both open-minded people and we like new experiences. And Thanksgiving morning, nothing's open. And I tend to forget that because I go to Starbucks and do reading every single morning. And I do appreciate a great cup of coffee. And I mix my own drink every morning, which is not tequila, but it is protein and MCT oil and fiber, all my magic morning drink. And I did the same thing Thursday
and
morning. And greens, that's right. And so I did the same thing early, about 4:40 on Thursday, but I got to have my coffee. So I pull in Starbucks, and they are closed until 7. And believe it or not, without being too personal, The elimination system of Edward Jones likes to have coffee in the morning. So what do I do? Well, let's see. I'm going to run to the Crystal and get some coffee. Whoops, the Crystal's closed too. Well, panic is setting in. And then I remembered the old standby of my life back in the day when I didn't care what I ate, Waffle House. So I pull over to Waffle House. Dang good cup of coffee. And what I get there when I do go there, like in an urgent situation, you can always count on Waffle House. So what I do is I go in. Now, this is not when I'm on a keto diet. This is what you do when you just need to make the best choice and you're freaking hungry and you're not trying to be Mr. Perfect. So eggs are so healthy, people. They have so many nutrients. They have choline for the brain. Do not be convinced that eggs are a demon because of their cholesterol. Yes, you can eat too much of anything, but I think they're one of the most valuable healthy foods. Waffle House still fixes them from this old-fashioned crack it open and put it in the pan, unlike the powdered eggs, which is worthless. So you go in, I go in, you get 3 scrambled eggs with cheese. And here's the kicker when you want to be kind of the bad boy, bad girl, but not too bad. Everybody loves hash browns. But guess why hash browns are so bad? It's because the oil that they put on them. And Waffle House certainly doesn't have any better oil than anybody else that's junky. So what I do is I kind of came up with this about 15 years ago because someone had told me this could happen. So what you do is you order hash browns and you tell the waitress, I know I have ordered this before. Can instead of you putting oil to fry it, I want you to put water on the potatoes, and they will steam the potatoes, and you would not believe how good they are. Right there alone will save you 200 calories. Right there alone will save you from the unhealthy fats. And you can put a little ketchup on it, and it is to die for. Three eggs, cheese, and a serving of hash browns, steamed, not fried. And you have a decent breakfast to go throughout the day. So there you go with the Waffle House tip of the day from Ed Jones.
Well, I will be. That's similar to me having people bake the sweet potato fries instead of fry them, which I don't do much, and they usually do look at you like you've really lost your mind. That's the only down. You have to not care what they think. That's for sure.
You know what? That is so important for people to understand. If you're going to kind of buck the system with food, you cannot care what people think. And they don't really even think that much. And if they do, what in the heck is the problem with that? So it's your body, and put the right stuff in, and don't worry about what people think about it. In fact, a friend of mine, Chuck Pruitt, who used to own the health food store here in town before Whole Foods bought it, he would go to the Waffle House but bring his own eggs because he liked the eggs that he had from the farm. And he would just give them to the cook and say, hey, cook me the three or four eggs. But I wouldn't do that because I'm not that super picky. But people, you can. In fact, I have a national podcast called The Holistic Navigator, and one of them was on how to eat out healthy. And so I want people to know that you can do that. And I do want to plug the Holistic Navigator because I did an unbelievable, I mean, I have to say, I've done 54 episodes now, and it focuses on specifics of health. Like if you're losing your hair and you want to know the more nutritional maybe ideas about that, or you have GERD, or you just lack energy or sleep. Well, the one I did this past week was one of my best because I'd never touched into this category. All of us, almost all of us, love our pets, our cats and our dogs. But the truth is, the diseases of those pets are epidemic, and it's worse than the human condition because of, again, the foods and the toxicity of this world. Well, I interviewed a guy named Fivo, and he is the Australian dog guy. He lives in Australia, and he is rocking the world with products and information and education to prevent disease in pets. And so anyone who has a real desire to learn the opposite and most interesting conversation on how to keep your pet healthy as for like the long term, like the 14-year life, 15, listen to The Holistic Navigator, the latest one under Fivo. It just says right there, you see his picture of the Australian dog guy with his boxer. But so freaking interesting. I could not believe. In fact, it was the only podcast, Dr. Green, that I've ever done that was 61 minutes long. They're normally 29 minutes. That's how I got rambling. So for the pet people who are into holistic, because I will have to say, I think the system is broken terribly for veterinarian care because their toolbox is generally only fueled by strong synthetic drugs, and they're not looking for the reasons for pet disease. They simply patch the tire and hope it rolls on down the road, and I am not a fan of that. So here we go with another tangent of Ed Jones. Do you have a pet?
Another tangent. No, not right this second. Okay. I don't, but I'm wondering what time zone was that poor man in?
Oh, my gosh. We had to work at it because we were back and forth. I got to the store at 8 o'clock a.m., and it was midnight for him. That's why I probably can't go to Australia because 1 hour time changes kind of get me. I cannot imagine it being that radically different. In fact, I'm getting ready to go on my annual trip, which has a few hour time change, actually next week. And so,
I know about that trip, and I would be happy to go for you, Ed, if you'd like to. I don't mind time zones or lack of sleep. You know that. I can deal with the lack of sleep anytime.
Boy, can you. I believe that you are like a robot. I've never seen anyone who can just pop up and go with 4 hours.
But you just give me those tickets, Ed. I'll tell you how it was.
Okay. Hey, I want you to, when you get to about 12 years older and you're my age, I want to see if you can still do pull the Superman thing. I can pull the Superman thing in the gym, but I can't pull it out of the bed anymore. It drags the doo-doo out of me to not have sleep. But
I can tell it gets a little harder as I get older, so I think you're right about that. Yeah, in 10 or 12 years, if I'm still here, it'll be a little more difficult, but I'm not going to admit that to you. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, I'd figure that one. Hey, I want to put a plug in also. My daughter has an amazing passion for health, and she has a private Facebook group called Earth Conscious Mama. And what it is because she's now a mother, and she's been connected to this world of holistic and clean eating. It's not just about clean eating. It's also about clean environments in our home, the soaps we use, the detergents, the toothpaste, the tampons, the this, the that, many, many, many of those are putting contaminants in us. And you know, there's a substance we sell at the store called DMSO. It's actually a veterinarian product for pain for animals and healing. The thing is, and it shows so powerfully the effects of what we put on our skin. If you put one little dab of DMSO on the bottom of your feet, you can taste it within about 30 seconds. That's because it's the pungentness of DMSO. You wouldn't taste, say, an essential oil because it doesn't have the same molecule. But DMSO, it shows you the power of just applying something. And so Earth Conscious Mama on Facebook, if you are a mother and you really want to learn, it's really about learning. And it's not that hard, and it's not more expensive. These are common sense remedies to clean up your environment, which is another part of poisoning our bodies. So there I go for Earth Conscious Mama. I know.
And I've told several of my friends who are expecting mothers and a few patients as well about that. So hopefully they have gotten on there and are listening to Katie.
Well,
I hope so.
I do too. And let me ask you, how did you do much exercise on Thanksgiving week, or did you just kind of gun it?
I did on the Thanksgiving week. So I had some sort of, we were talking about your needs in the morning when you get up at 4:40. For me, for some reason, I had some odd stomach bug. We won't go into details there, but Monday and Tuesday were quite difficult. But I still went to the gym, went running. But if you've had these days, 30 seconds into a run, you feel like you've been running 25, 30 minutes. And so to make it 20 minutes in the run was good. And so I didn't do as much. But that's what I tried to push through it. I have, I don't know if I've mentioned on the radio show, but I have landed myself in the hospital before. Exercising sick, and it's not a good thing. And when I was in sports medicine, if anybody even had a low-grade fever, we would pull them off the field. It's just a dangerous thing to do. You get dehydrated, you can end up dead. So it's really a stupid thing to do, but yes, I've done it to myself more times than I can count. What I have learned about that is exercising sick, I dial it back, this time at least by 50 or 60%. But yeah, I mean, I went and I lifted and I ran and did my best and left very tired, but not terribly productive, but glad for the time that I got there. So, we always encourage people to get their exercise in. I can't say that I would officially encourage people to exercise when they're sick, but for my more elite athletes that are going to do it, whether I like it or not, I do have them significantly dial back their exercise. It's really hard, especially runners. It's very hard to tell a runner not to run. And, I've learned that just telling someone to cut back to a certain extent, if they are, either very vigorous exercisers or elite, works a lot better than saying, no, you can't. So I just have them dial back. And that's, about as much as I can expect from someone. Also, like you, I'm sure you do not avoid the gym unless you are really sick, 102, 103 fever, something like that. And neither do I. So, yes, I went, and for all the people listening, please be careful if you try to exercise sick. Better just to hydrate and go lay down in bed and do it the next day if you're feeling better. But if you're going to go, you've got to be super careful and hydrate extremely well, a lot more than what you thought you needed. Do you ever exercise sick?
Yes, I do. But people shouldn't, I don't know about you, but I say this often. I'm a lot better sometimes at giving advice than honestly following it, not about food or supplements.
Oh, I'll admit that.
But I am about some other parts, and one of those is I'm so addicted to exercise that I fell on the dip bar 3 years ago and dislocated both my thumbs. Had to have people in the locker room button my shirt and, embarrassing to say, zip my pants, because without thumbs, buttons and zippers just don't work. And but was, you know, I never missed a day. And is that smart? I think you said it perfectly. If we dial it back into common sense, it is okay to do that. You can't go in and try to hit the same intensity and kill yourself. But I do believe that movement is healing. And I think that sitting, we freeze up. And I think it inhibits some healing. But it's common sense. And I don't know, sometimes I think we've lost some of it. And then the advice.
But it is a bit painful. I will say that I worked out. Gosh, you remember when I crushed my finger, what was it, a month or two ago? Mm-hmm. And I will say this, pull-ups with a broken finger, that actually hurt. It didn't kill me. So, you know, I'm still here. My finger healed up. And I think that movement, like you're talking about the movement, you know, continuing to try to grip, eventually I could bend my finger, I think, faster than I would have if I had just splinted the thing and left it alone and avoided the gym for a couple of weeks.
Well, we're about out of time on this segment, but I want to ask you for the next segment. I'm not a hypochondriac with a capital H, but I am a one with a small H. I want to know how you mentally and also common sense-wise handle being around a lot of infectious sick people when it's like the flu season and they're coming in your office, because I think a lot of people are like me and they get really scared when someone's coughed and then says, oh, I've not been feeling good and I think I have the flu. You know, we all sometimes can just like run for the
happy
closet.
Happy to talk about that, Ed.
So let's talk about a couple good tips.
Story of my life.
I know. And especially with me, I have people come in and, you know, and I'm sure maybe with you, maybe not, because you probably asked them before they come into your office. But people come in the store and they're like, can I talk to Ed? And I'm over there and he said, you know, I want to know, my stomach's really been bothering me in my intestines, and they tested me and I have C. diff, which is really dangerous to get. And, you know, I wish I had known that before they started coughing and talking to me close, but, you know, here we go. But it's time to take a break, my friend. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health and maybe how to handle being around sick people. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we were talking in the previous segment about some of my hypochondria. I do have a small H, not a large H hypochondria, because I've worked on it, unlike my daughter, who has the capital H. But what do you do, Dr. Green, about your mental and physical state about being around so many sick people during sick season? Whether, I mean, allergies are not one the problem, but when they have the flu and these colds and these stomach bugs, those are the ones that, like, terrify me when people come in and they cough on me and they talk to me and then they tell me they have a stomach bug. It's like, and luckily I'm very robust healthy wise and I rarely get anything. But what do you do, because you're around so many more of those people?
Well, we are, you know, first, let me say this. I don't think there's a right or wrong attitude towards it. For the most part, for myself, I mean, I just have zero fear about being around people who are sick. It's been something I've been doing for my entire adult life. So it doesn't bother me. I don't blink an eye. It doesn't worry me to be in the same room as somebody. Granted, if we really do think someone has, say, flu walking in the door, mm-hmm. they're actually given a mask at the front desk before they're even, you know, checking in. They're putting on a mask. So,
really?
You know, people are, yeah, we're very cautious during the flu season. Granted, I'm sure, you know, they'll miss a few people, but to be safe, and that's not just, it's really not for us. It's more for the other people in the waiting room. Sometimes we'll have a separate sick waiting area. So if you know you're sick, you have to sit over there, or you're supposed to. You don't have to. But yes, if someone really appears to have an infectious disease, especially respiratory, walking in the door, they'll be given a mask, and that's for, you know, their safety, everybody else's safety, the provider's safety. And so they'll actually walk through the check-in door wearing a mask, which is a good procedure. There are some providers who are, you know, maybe a bit of hypochondriacs themselves. I mean, I know several providers that during this time of the year, even after getting their influenza vaccine, they wear masks with anyone who might be sick. For myself, maybe I should, but I don't do that simply because, I don't like wearing the mask. I mean, that's one reason I'm not a surgeon. I don't like fogging up my glasses with them. I don't like rebreathing myself. So I don't enjoy wearing a mask. So I wear a mask if I have to, like if I know there's someone that probably has flu, I'll stick one on. But, you know, otherwise, in general, this time of the year, so many people come in. Let's say you came in for a recheck of your diabetes and high blood pressure. You're halfway through the visit. You notice they're sniffling and snorting, and you ask, and they say, oh, yeah, I've been running a low-grade fever and coughing. Okay, so that is easily half of the well visits that are coming in every day out of 30 people coming in. So of the well people, a lot of them are sick. You find out halfway through the visit, and keep this in mind, some of the most transmissible times for a viral illness are actually before you know you have symptoms. I mean, these things are well-engineered so that you are shedding virus vigorously before you even know you're sick. So it's dangerous just going to Publix, to church, to Walmart. Everywhere you go, you're surrounded by germs and viruses. You're touching surfaces that are contaminated. And that's just the way of life. You know, we looked at one of our earliest shows, which were the most contaminated items in your life. And the cell phone and the keyboard were two of the top players in that, and people just tend to forget. So since we're always surrounded by that potential danger, I'm not going to walk around in fear and worry about it. I tend to, we talked about if I touch above the chest level, I will go and wash my hands, use alcohol sanitizer. And if I were to go, shake hands, like let's say at church and shake people's hands, one, I try to make sure that I've also washed before I'm going to a place like that, so I'm not contaminating them. Then when I'm done, I run by the restroom, wash up again. So just, simple common sense. And I know you use a lot of, common sense techniques to avoid contaminating your hands. And I think that's the way to go. Don't be paranoid about it. Certainly if you see someone that looks physically ill, should you have direct contact? Probably not. You could speak with them. Would you want them to cough directly in your face or sneeze? Well, no. And a lot of people do not have good hygiene in that situation. But I think most people are aware of that. If they're sick, they try not to contaminate everybody else. So, no, don't run around paranoid, but just use good judgment, be careful, and wash to the best of your ability. Have you ever seen, there are certain people groups that will wear masks, say, in airports? You've seen that, and I've seen that, right?
Right, right.
Certain cultures. I was asking someone of a culture that tended to do that. I said, so, are you paranoid of catching something that we have? And that individual said, oh, Dr. Green, you've completely misunderstood that. He said, in my culture, we're doing that not to contaminate you.
Oh.
I said, really?
Really?
I said, I did not know. He said, yes, we're being courteous of you, not the other way around. We're trying to protect you. And I said, well, I never knew. So I felt a little bit bad for being judgmental. But once again, I learned something new that day. And I know that's not directly on the subject, but it is, a tangent to the subject. But, I learned something that day about, cultural difference, which was actually kind and thoughtful.
Interesting. There we go with assuming again, just like the Four Agreements talk about. Don't assume. Mm-hmm. I've always assumed it was because they were trying to protect themselves. What an interesting switch of viewpoint. I will never look at them the same. So thank you for sharing that. And yes,
I'm assuming he wasn't pulling my leg too.
No,
hopefully that helps people out there. Or you, don't be paranoid, but if you are talking to somebody, especially things like C. diff, you've got to be really careful. Some things are life-threatening, and C. diff can be life-threatening. It's a very dangerous illness. We're talking flu. Yes, flu some years is quite deadly. And so you really, a few years ago when people were, dying regularly, you did have to be a little more careful. Those strains were more dangerous. So far, I haven't seen that trend. And we're not talking Ebola here. We're not talking hemorrhagic virus. But most of the colds and respiratory viruses are, like flu, are highly contagious. And it's very difficult to isolate yourselves from them. So about the only place you can be careful is good hand hygiene. And if you know someone's sick and you're having contact, wash as soon as you can afterwards.
That's wonderful advice. Of course, I do believe in exactly the same things. I don't quite wash the same way, but I do try to make sure I don't touch anything. And I like your description of anything above the chest, which means the orifices, because that's how a lot of these flus and bacteria and viruses enter, is from touching your eyes and ears and nose. And it's a hard habit to break. You start watching other people, you'll see how often it happens. But secondly, my huge connection is also to building a robust immune system, because we know there are people who rarely get sick and there's other people who get sick all the time. So why is that? I mean, they're both around the same error. It's because one system tends to be able to fight off and keep the pathogens from getting a foothold and growing. Well, why is that? Well, sometimes it's just plain good luck. Some people are born with wonderful genetics. It's not super common, but it is. But the bigger part is having a robust immune system. Well, how do you do that? You don't eat a ton of sugar. In fact, studies have shown when you ingest a lot of sugar, you have 4 hours that your immune system has decreased significantly. Maybe that's one reason at holidays people get sick, because they're eating more of these sugar compounds and plus being around a lot of people. Secondly, is building the immune system through the right vitamin D levels. That's huge. And then the right nutrients. We now at NutritionW.com have an online ordering, and I'm going to make a big push for this in the future, because I see so much confusion in the world, and in fact, people walking into Nutrition World who are new people or maybe novices. I mean, we have 8,000 products. Where do you start if you're trying to put together a nutrition plan? Well, I put it together for people because I call it the core four. There's really four products. If you only do this, you are going to be vastly stronger, healthier, more robust, which is involving omega-3s, a right multivitamin, the right probiotics, and a green drink. But what we've done is I want to make this easy for people to give this to their loved ones. So if you go into the NutritionW.com shopping, you just type in core four, you can buy this whole package. It used to be well over $100, but we got it reduced now to I don't know the exact price, but hugely discounted. You can send this to a loved one. It is one of the greatest gifts you could give, because if they're open to take things, you just give them the dare. Please do this for 12 weeks. And if you don't feel better, look better, have less aches and pains, then quit doing it. People will never stop once they do the package. Quit looking for magic.
Your core four is basically the core four of what I have recommended people for years as well, which it's very close to being the same thing. And, there's no perfect answer for that, but you're absolutely right. What's hard, I mean, I had someone ask me the other day, said, hey, you got to help me get something ready that I need to take vitamin-wise every morning. I said, no problem. And I put these four things, I thought I'll just do the four. Mm-hmm. And that person goes, oh, that's a lot. I said, really? I said, you know how many Ed takes? I used you. I said, I'm not asking you to do that. And, but it was hard to convince this person just to do four. And, that it's odd how hard that was. You know, somebody might, run to different fast food stores, fast food establishments during the day, but to stop for a few minutes and take your four supplements in the morning was really too much to ask. Just, it's an odd perception, or I don't know if that's just changing the paradigm of how we live. But you're absolutely right. And of course, don't forget exercise. Regular exercise is going to help support your immune system and getting plenty of sleep. So there's some simple things you can do, even just getting enough sleep at night. I mean, I'm one to talk about that because I'm the king of sleep deprivation. But, just to get enough sleep will actually help you fight off disease. Or we'll say conversely, not getting enough is going to make you a higher risk of getting sick.
Well, that is so true, because it reduce memory and increase Alzheimer's risk and I've got a really great episode on the Holistic Navigator under sleep. I have about 12 tips that people can use, because I am the chronic insomniac. If there's any one thing that I deal with off and on, it is the inability to get enough quality sleep. I have the tendency to wake up like many people. And that's can be devastating. I do want to say that CBD is still growing, which is the hemp extracts. Please, people, be careful where you get it. Be careful with the advice you're being given on it. I'm seeing more and more disappointing stories that I'm hearing from all these shops that are opening. I know some are really well-intended, but most are there just to sell a product. Like most businesses, we sell health, we sell education, we sell honesty, and we sell products. So it has to go hand in hand. CBD, we sell so much and we are so picky. And we tell people at times, this is not a product for you. I think you got too many other interactions going on, or this and that. I don't know. You won't hear that from most places. So
let me throw in a plug for Ed, sort of two plugs, really. There's also a website, I think, Ed, tell me if I'm wrong, but the CBDguide.com, is that right?
.org.
Mm-hmm. .org, okay. So, CBDguide.org, where you can compare, look up a CBD product if you don't know what's in it to see if it's a quality product, because those plants do take up, everything out of the soil, and I do mean everything. So if you don't really like the idea of say, lead poisoning or something, you know, it's good to check that site. But, you know, Ed, we interviewed Jay Brewer with, what is it, Hill City Hemp.
Yep.
And, you know, he was a neat guy, a great company. And now you have the Zunta brand, and I've sent several patients to go look into that. And yes, I've found that easily for 50% of people that are going, whether it's for anxiety, sleep, pain, easily for 50%, they just come back saying, this is miraculous. This is helping so much. Thank you. You know, there are easily 25% that are coming in saying, well, it helps some. And then another 25% saying, I couldn't tell a thing, in which case they stop. Mm-hmm. But that's still pretty good success for a product anywhere. And they are saying that your Zunta brand is not quite as foul tasting as other oils that they have tried. So that's a plug for the Zunta. But if they don't know what they're doing, buying CBD oils, and I will say, even as a physician, you know, I know how to research them. But as far as knowing all the many thousands of brands out there, I don't know which, you know, which ones are sure. quality off the top of my head. And I don't think anybody can. So you need to go someplace that you can trust the person that's ordering them, like Ed. And go to Nutrition World so you know you're getting a quality product that's not going to be dangerous.
Right.
So
thank
that's
you.
What I tell my patients, and I send them there because most people do not know how to pick a product, how to pick a safe one.
Boy, that is so true. And, you know, we do have an online ordering, but we cannot send CBD online like that because the credit card companies still are not wanting to let us use them to do charges. So there's still some federal stuff going on that's going to eventually be solved. But you know what? Time for us to take another break, Dr. Green. When we come back, we'll be having your spiritual moment, which we all look forward to. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Ed, as always, I appreciate that kind introduction, and the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdaledc.com. That's silverdaledc.com. There's also a very nice app downloadable for your Android or iPhone. All right. Today, we're considering the difficulties and stresses of life, of which there are many. Let's begin with a quote from William Ellery Channing. Difficulties are meant to rouse, not discourage. The human spirit is to grow strong by conflict. And from Khalil Gibran, out of suffering have emerged the strongest souls. The most massive characters are seared with scars. And last from Charles R. Swindle, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. Well, how do we react to stress? We all experience it sometimes. It's that crushing feeling when you're going into something for which you may not be fully prepared or about to receive news that may be painful. So stress may be an unwelcome part of life, and it is more than a feeling, but it is less than the end of the world. Although it may not seem like it, if you are in a situation like that right now, you are going to be okay. I know that's easier said than done. But another thing about stress, it's become so normal to many of us that we forget that it's even a problem. It becomes like ambient background noise in our lives. We ignore it until it becomes simply loud and unbearable. Then that stress hinders us from living the bold, courageous, passionate lives that we are called to live. Well, Jesus did not call us to live stressed out lives. He calls us to live lives in freedom. He came to give us life and to enable us to live life to the fullest. He also said that when we are weary or burdened, Come to him and he will give us rest. So today, if you are feeling stressed, you are not alone. This holiday season is known for its high levels of stress. I'm telling you, God is ready and willing to carry that stress for you. Let's look at a couple of biblical references in closing. First Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, and Jesus is talking. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. You know, you always do such a fine job, but I have to say that was probably one of the best ones you've ever done. So maybe it just resonates with me more, and I feel that it would with other people too. So thank you. Thank you so, so much.
Well, thank you.
And you are
I like that one from Charles Swindoll, though. I tell you what, he's so right about that. And, you know, we talk about the four agreements. We talked about, you know, how I'm working on the don't make assumptions and don't take anything personally. But it's so easy when something happens to you to make an assumption, take it personally, and then how you react. He's right. 90% is how you react to what's thrown at you. And there's so much in the Bible about being calm, sitting back, waiting, holding your tongue. And there is a lot of, you know, good reason behind that. The less you say right off the bat or type, we've talked about social media with that, you know, just stop for a minute. Don't react. Just give it time. And, you know, then react in a more measured way later. And most times you'll be really glad you did.
Yes, that is something we all need to remember. And there's something I heard long ago called the sacred pause. And I really feel that our whole world would improve significantly if we could all take that pause. And that pause can be literally 30 seconds, probably needs to be a little more. But that instantaneous reaction is where we so often stumble. And that is a scary place. You know,
and we've all been guilty of it, and me too. And as I think I've said on the air before, you cannot unsay anything. And I have said things before or typed things before that I'm thinking later, I wish there were a way to unsend that or unsay that. But it's too late. It's just too late. So yeah. I think the older we get, the more we remember what we've done and said that may have been hurtful, and we're more cautious about doing it again. But it's a lesson that's difficult to learn.
Yes, it is. And there's a saying, I don't know if I can remember it. It had something to the effect of, the point is to love your own crooked neighbor with your own crooked heart, because we all have a crookedness within us based on our life. I mean, it's a rough being a human. It just is. And we need people to help us from crashing off of the road into the ditches. And thank you for doing that with your spiritual moment. And I do want to,
you know, on that same thought, you know, there's someone I love listening to, and he talks about the fact that we're all messy people, and we are, and that's a lesson that's all through the Bible as well. Yep. As you know, no, we're far from perfect, much less the one that thinks he's perfect is the one that's probably the worst off.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, we're going to kind of wind it down here because the time has flown like crazy.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No. And I want to put another plug in for Best of the Best in Georgia, for general practitioner.
Yes.
So please go to your
bestofnga.com, bestofnga.com,
perfect.
And look for Best General Practice Provider.
Perfect. And nutritionw.com if you need to order anything. Next day delivery within 50 miles. And then also on Facebook, Earth Conscious Mama, for people and women who are having babies who really want to get connected to the right way to be healthy. And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.